Robert Krulwich points out that blind people aren't the only ones who have hallucinations. Deaf people hallucinate sounds that aren't there. Amputees hallucinate limbs that aren't there. Brains make stuff up. In fact, Herman Melville, in his novel Moby Dick, tells a hallucination story. His sea captain, Ahab, is missing a leg because a whale ate it. And at chapter 108 in the book, and you can look this up, he says to a friend, "I know my leg is missing, and yet for some reason it feels like it's still there, still part of me." "You can feel your leg, right?" he tells his friend. "It feels attached." Then he says, and I'm quoting here, "Where thou feelest tingling life, there, exactly there, there to a hair do I." Isn't it a riddle? A riddle indeed. Captain Ahab's brain was behaving just like David Stewart's brain, compensating for a loss.
Support for the story on Charles-Bonnet syndrome was provided by the Dana Alliance for Brain Initiatives at dana.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.